USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House continuing to push their new $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo saying the U.S. has fallen behind and neglected key investments in infrastructure for too long. Raimondo also saying it will create jobs.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China.
The Treasury Department also saying President Biden's proposed 15% minimum tax on profitable corporations would affect far fewer companies than previous versions he campaigned on. The U.S. trade deficit continues to widen. It increased for the second month in a row in February to $71.1 billion from the $67 billion a month before. This is USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
President Biden looking into forgiving student loan debt.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parts of the country could see damaging winds, hail, and snow today as stormy weather moves in. A tornado threat is in effect for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi after yesterday's storm brought 60-mile-an-hour winds and large hail to Kansas and Nebraska. USA, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC releasing new guidelines.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
And this is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Utah law requires fathers to pay half of the mother's cost of pregnancy, making Utah the first state to mandate prenatal child support from the father. Gene Hill of the Archdiocese of Salt Lake City's Office of Life, Justice, and Peace said, in our view, the law is a positive pro-life measure to help women who want to keep their baby but feel overwhelmed by the costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.